إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And wallah, there are many similarities between modern day journey and traveling, and our ultimate travel and our ultimate journey towards the Akhirah. And you would be surprised at some of the similarities that are there. Let us start off by saying that each and every one of us is a musafir. Whether we are stationary or not, we are traveling. We are traveling towards a particular destination, a particular direction. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. O people, stay in this world as if you are a traveler or you are a wayfarer. You are in transit, en route to somewhere else. Just keep that in mind. When we see our beginning, Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. Had they not come upon you, O insan, such a time that you were nothing worth mentioning. Before the union between our parents, even before that, we were nothing. So Allah Ta'ala says, were you not upon you, did not a time come that you were nothing? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you into existence through the various phases that brings a person into this universe. I won't go into all those phases. Allah has made mention of it in the Holy Quran. Then after Allah Ta'ala created us, Allah only did not just put us in this world, but Allah has created an entire mechanism that Allah has put the entire universe at our disposal, at our service. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah has created the entire earth and everything in this earth and in this heavens for you, O insan. Now obviously, it stands to reason that Allah would not have done all this without a major purpose and without an objective for us to fulfill. Today's science has made much progress. It has answered many things. It has not answered many things. It has created many of the marvels of this world today. But if it is a failure, it is a failure in perhaps the greatest question that each and every human being has to answer. And that is, why has Allah created you? Why? Science cannot provide any answer. Why has Allah created you? And also, where are you heading? After you die, where are you going to go? Science has no answer with regard to it. To you and I, who we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us it is not difficult, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention with regard to this. It is impossible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have created us, and after creating us, left us in the dark without telling us, without informing us of our objective in this life. Such an aspect, such a thing, cannot even be imagined about any sane or rational being. No one would tell his servant, go from here and go to Rustenburg, and don't tell him why must you go to there. Tell him just go from here to Rustenburg. Don't tell him why you must go. If it cannot be imagined about any sane, intelligent person, how can it be imagined about Allah Azza wa Jal? Therefore Allah Ta'ala reminds us, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. O human being, I have not created this heaven and earth and what is in between it for nothing, just for jest and play and for amusement. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. O human being, do you think that we created you for nothing? We created you without purpose? So Allah Ta'ala first tells us that I have not created you without a purpose. Then Allah Ta'ala in various places in the Holy Quran tells us about our purpose. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. I have created the process of life and death that you see daily with your own eyes to test who does righteous deeds in this world. I have sent you in this world. I have given you a code of life. I have told you my commands. I have told you my likes. I have told you my dislikes. Now I want to test whether you follow that or not. Another place Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created jinnat and humankind but to serve Allah. That is our purpose in life. Now with regard to this, after understanding this, let us understand that we have a purpose, we have our destination. What is our destination? Our destination ultimately is akhirat. But for a believer, his ultimate destination is supposed to be Jannah. Why is it Jannah? Because our forefather, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, was expelled from Jannah. I just told the brothers this few days ago, today people fight for warso. My inheritance, my inheritance. Our real inheritance is Jannah. Because that way our father came out from and he was expelled from. And therefore Allah Ta'ala in the 8th Supara tells us, Ya Bani Adam la yaftinannakum ash-shaytan kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannah. O Bani Adam, O son of Adam, don't let shaitan mislead and deceive you from your destination. The way he took your father out of Jannah, don't let him also deceive you of not getting your warso. So by don't fight about worldly warso. If you want to fight, fight for the warso which is worthy of us, which is Jannah. Now, whether we like it or not, we are going in this particular direction. And a traveler always keeps his journey in mind. He builds his prayer plan around his destination. And he never loses sight of that. He never loses sight of that. If a person goes somewhere and he's in transit somewhere and he sleeps in that place of transit and he misses his onward flight, people will say, "Are bhai, what stupid are you? Didn't you know that you had to catch an onward flight?" So a person always keeps his journey in mind. And he builds his whole plan around his journey and where he is supposed to go. That's the way a person is supposed to. And whether we like it or not, we are going in that direction. A saintly person was one day going on a travelator. Now you know what's a travelator. A travelator is an equivalent of the elevator but on ground level. So you stand and the thing moves and you go along. So he told his companion, he said, "Just look, this is like our life. We think we are stationary, but we are moving. We think we are stationary, but we are moving in the direction of Jannah. And therefore, whether we like it or not, we are going to go in that direction. We are going to go on a journey, whether we like it or not." A child, when it is born, it cries. Because it's leaving the safe haven of the womb of its mother. It doesn't want to leave. But it's forced out, it has to come out. And in a similar manner, when we go towards death, whether we like it or not, when our time comes, we have to leave. Allah Ta'ala has told us, Allah has put such a servant in taking your life, he never goes against the wishes of Allah, even if you don't like it. And whether we like it or not, Alexander the Great, right? What conquered most of the world, the known world at that time. 13th June, 313 years before the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, before the miraculous birth, he conquered much of the world and he's returning back to his beloved Greece, Macedonia. And just near Macedonia, he falls sick and he's on his deathbed. And he tells his companions, "If someone can take all the land that I have conquered and let me get back to my beloved Macedonia, where I can die with honor and people will respect me for what I have accomplished." Allah said, "No, you will die in this forlorn state. You made zulam upon people, now die. Even if you want to go to Macedonia, you can't go to Macedonia, you die in your journey." He didn't want to go, but he had to go. So each and every one of us, whether we like it or not, we are going on this particular journey. And this is something we got to realize. But despite all this, we are neglectful. We don't feel we are going towards this journey of Akhirat. We see the signs of it on a daily basis. But it never occurs to us that we are also going to go in this journey. Or even if it occurs to us, it will happen when I'm 80 years, one leg will be in the cover, one leg will be in the banana peel, then I will think about it. Now it won't happen to me. No one thinks about it. It is foolish, but yet it happens. So let me give you a similarity with regard to what happened in modern day journey. You find in airports today, they announce the flights. Right? Tawajju farmaya. Keep in mind, this particular flight is going from here, Karachi to Dubai, for example. Now that particular announcement Everyone in the airport hears it. Everyone in the airport hears it. But only the passenger, for him, when that particular announcement comes, his ears open. There are many people in the airport staff. They are the people who are in the restaurants. They are the people who are stamping the immigration of the passport. That particular announcement doesn't appeal to them. They'll hear it 30, 40, 50 times a day. They won't listen to it. They'll just forget about it. But a person who is traveling, he every particular announcement, perhaps it is my flight that has been announced. Now just think of that particular method of traveling, and now think of our journey towards the Akhirah. A person who knows he is traveling. A person who knows he is traveling, he's got to travel. For him, the signs will mean much. He sees someone's dying, he says, one day I'm also going to die. When he goes to the qabr, he says, Assalamu alaikum ahla diyari min al-mu'mineen wal-muslimin, wa inna insha'Allah bikum lalahikun. Assalamu alaikum be upon you, people who have passed on. One day we're also going to join you. But if a person is neglectful, he won't take about the signs. He will be like that person who is in a restaurant. All the signs and all the announcements are made with regard to the flight. It bothers him nothing. In a similar manner, if you are traveling, you will remember this flight. You will remember that I got to take lessons. If you're not worried about your journey and destination, it will mean nothing. Let us now take another particular example with regard to what happens. A person today when he travels, he goes to the check-in counter. When he goes to the check-in counter, he's got his ticket, he's got his passport. So let us take the example of a person who's got his ticket, but his ticket is expiring on 30th January 2006. He's now traveling in March. He goes and he puts his ticket down there on the check-in table and say, book me on this flight. Everyone, the people who are booking the flight will say, sorry, you can't travel. You can't travel. Or he goes to the immigration and he brings his passport and the passport is expired. They tell him, you can't travel. Now if he insists and say, no, what is wrong with you? I got the ticket. I got a passport. What they will tell him? You got a ticket. You got a passport. It was valid in January, not in March. That passport of yours was valid previously. Now you can't travel with it. Now take this journey of our life. A person, now he wants to go into his journey of Jannah. And he says, I want to follow Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. I want to follow Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I want to go to Jannah by being a Christian or a Jew. What will be told about him? They were prophets, but it is no more valid. Just like you can't travel with a ticket that is not valid, or with a passport that is expired, you can't go to Jannah with that ticket of Musa alayhi salam. You can't go to Jannah with a ticket of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. If you say they were also prophets, they said, yes, they were prophets. You could have gone to the journey of Jannah when they were alive. Now you can't go. Now only one ticket is valid. Only one passport is valid. Muhammadur Rasulullah. If you want to go to Jannah, use that ticket. You want to go to Jannah, use that passport. Otherwise you can't go. Now when a person goes, let us take it further. When he comes to the check-in, you'll see written there that these are certain things that you cannot take in your journey. You cannot take flammable objects, for example. You cannot put it in your luggage. The reason why you can't put it in your luggage is because if you put it, it will cause harm to you and perhaps other travelers. Now you take that, you see that, they check it also. If there is any flammable object, they will take it out. If there is any particular knife, etc., they will take it out. All those things we are aware with regard to modern day traveling. In a similar manner, with regard to our journey onwards to Jannah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Ta'ala has also told us things that will be harmful to you, that you will do in this world, that will be harmful with regard to your journey. And it will cause you problems in your journey. One example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Istanzihu min al-bawl fa'inna aammata adab al-qabri minhu aw kama qal. Be careful about the splashes of urine. When you go and relieve yourself, it must not touch your body. Because many a times, The adab of the qabr is because of you not taking precaution about the splash of urine that comes upon your body when you relieve yourself. So you see, when you go and check in, they also tell you about certain things that are harmful for the journey. Nabi Karim ﷺ has also told us about things that will be harmful for our journey. Now let us go further now. Another aspect that you go when you are traveling today, everyone wants to see that he gets a good seat. So certain people have preferences. Some people will say, I want to sit in the window. Some people will say, I want to sit with the aisle. Some people will try for an upgrade. Some people will see that the passenger next to me is not a rowdy passenger. All this, we try to our utmost to make our journey as comfortable as possible, so that we can go to our destination with comfort. In a similar manner, our journey towards Jannah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about things that will make our journey as easy as possible. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one example, there are many examples if you look at the Quran and Hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, سَبْعَةُ يُزِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ لَا زِلَّ إِلَّا زِلُّهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. Seven type of people will be under the shade of Allah's throne on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no other shade other than the shade of Allah. Now just as we want good seats in our plane, Allah has told us that day is going to come, your journey, part of your journey, your sun will be just above you, it will be hovering above you, you will need shade. If you want the shade, you got to do certain things. Either you got to be a just ruler, either you remember Allah when you are in your young age, you remember Allah, رَجُلًا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا فَفَاذَتْ أَيْنَاهُ, a person who remembers Allah in solitude and his eyes tears out of the fear of Allah. Seven type of people, I don't have the time just to give an example. Just as we like ease and comfort in our journey, Allah Ta'ala has also shown us ease and comfort if you want to go towards your journey in the year after. Another example, as we're going today, we all know that today we need, when we go on a journey, we need to take our necessity. We need to take what is necessary. You don't want to go in a foreign country and then realize you don't have enough with regard to what you are supposed to have. Or for example, you go there, you don't have your medication, or you don't have this. So you need to take what is necessity. But at the same time, you are also worried that you must not be overweight. Everyone is worried that it must not be overweight. The more you travel light, the more easy it is for you to travel. Today there are check-in counters dedicated to people who don't have luggage to check in. If I just come in here, so I go, take your own boarding pass, go. Why is this going so early? If a person got a lot of luggage, and he said, why is that person going so early? Why, he has less luggage, let him go. What? He's got less luggage, let him go. You got more luggage, you got weight. Now if you're overweight, you worry. What you worry, whether the person is going to be lenient upon you or not, he's going to charge you for excess, you got to carry heavy type of hand luggage, all that is a worry. Is it a worry or not? It is a worry. In a similar manner, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, people who have more wealth, they will have to account for Allah. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, poor, go to Jannah 500 years before the rich. Just like the person who doesn't have luggage. Like, just go. You don't have to come and go into the queue. Just go, you don't have luggage, go straight into Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, poor will go into Jannah 500 years before that. Why? They don't have much to account for. We see it in our own eyes with regard to our journey, but we don't take lessons. Right? This is something that we see. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Ya Aba Dhar, jaddati safina, fa innal bahra amik. O Abu Dhar, tighten your boat, because the ocean is very deep. O Abu Dhar, tighten your boat, make your boat strong, because the ocean is very, very deep. The travel that you are taking is very, very perilous, is very dangerous. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further told him, Wa akthara min azad, fa inna safra tawil. O Abu Dhar, take what is necessary in the journey. What do we need in our journey towards Jannah? Our amal saliha. Take that which is necessary for you in your journey, because the journey is very long. Wa khaffifil hamal. And O Abu Dhar, take less material things to account for on the day of Qiyamah, because Allah will take account with regard to what you have. And O Abu Dhar, do your things solely for the sake of Allah. Do your things solely for the sake of Allah. The reason is because Allah would detect and look at your a'mal. The way he said, don't take anything dangerous. The custom official might see something. That particular destination custom people are very difficult. O Abu Zar, see to it that you do your deeds solely for the sake of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will detect and see why you did the good deeds for. O Abu Zar, see that your boat is good because the ocean is very deep. And O Abu Zar, take enough with regard to your journey because the journey is very long. وَخَفِّفِ الْحَمَلِ Don't take too much extra goods because it will become a means of problem for you. And do your deeds solely for the sake of Allah because Allah will detect why you did things and for who you did it. There are many examples that we can, this is only some of the examples. You know, with regard to first class business, you can take that and you will be able to find examples with regard to our journey towards life. And really, it would be foolish if we do not take examples that we are seeing when we are traveling. People more and more are traveling and we don't make that type of equation with regard to our ultimate journey, which is going to be the journey towards the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a tawfiq of understanding and making amal. I know I'd have run out of time, but let me just give you one example, one incident, and I will conclude. Harun al-Rashid was a very, very famous king. And he used to be a jester, a very plain and simple person, Bahlul, that used to come in his gathering. And Harun al-Rashid used to sometimes make a mock with him, joke around with him. And because of his simplicity, naivety, or maybe well, like, you know, a simple person, one day in jest, Harun Rashid told him, Bahlul, you know, just take the stick. You are the most foolish person in the world. The day you get someone more foolish than yourself, you give him that stick. But now you are worthy of that title. The most foolish person in the world. After a while, Harun Rashid got sick. He was about to die. Bahlul came and visited him. Oh, Harun Rashid, where are you going? I'm going for a very great journey. I'm going to the Akhirah. What preparations have you made? Harun Rashid said, unfortunately, I've made very little preparation. Bahlul said, oh Harun, when you used to go from one province to the other, one city to the other, you used to make so much preparation, you used to tell the Khalifa of that particular place, the governor, that I am coming, I am the Amirul Mu'mineen. You see that you care for me, and you have a proper reception for me when I come. You say that you are going now to the ultimate journey, you have made no preparation. He said, I have made no preparation. Bahlul took the stick and said, Harun Rashid, you keep the stick, you are more foolish than what I am. You are now more foolish. Wallahi, if we don't take lessons with regard to our journey towards Akhirah, we will be similarly foolish. May Allah give us a tawfiq of understanding and making amal.